the number of projects that were elevated to the director or commissioner level, and the average number of days in review. We're very aware that some of the initial success of these regulations did indicate that we were going to make a lot of improvement on the large, complex projects, because oftentimes those were the ones in the past, in the state's experience, where we had the most complex issues and the most hand-wringing on the part of the government to finally decide what to do. So we knew that if we could go from a year and a half on a project like that down to 39 days, we would be making a considerable improvement. But I think we're also very sensitive to the concern that you mentioned, which is the fact that there are a lot of less sophisticated applicants out there that may need more assistance with it. And I guess in short, Mr. Chairman, the point is that we feel that the track record is very good. We're certainly willing and happy to share any of this information with anyone, and I'd be pleased to talk further about it.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any further comments, Senator Cotton?
Well, I think that the center issue here is accountability of government to the constituency out there, and I think that I haven't. This is the first time I've seen this. I wouldn't want to. I'd like to move the thing along if it's possible. But if the committee wants to hear more of it, I'll willing to hold it. The thing is, you can go statistics all you want. The fact of the matter is out there is that we do need in statute a lead agency. I mean, if you've got it in regulation, that's fine. But we need it. We need to establish it, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I agree with you, Senator Cogdill. The concept of a lead agency is one which is a good one, and that if it can, in fact, lower the amount of time that it takes to go through the permitting process, that would be very advantageous. However, I would, you know, and I know the bill has a couple more committees to go through, but it would be interesting to see who in the industry out there is supporting the bill. Maybe we'll see that in another committee referral. I haven't seen it today.
We don't have anybody from the industries testify, nor have we received anything from the industries.
Well, I can get a whole cubby of them down here in a hurry for you if you want them, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to make a re-substitute. I do want to ask you another question on the back page. This bill was written, introduced on 4/28/87. You've got an effective date, portions of it.
It's got to be changed.
Not later than October 1/87. What date do you wish it? October 88.
88.
All right. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I mean, I understand the sponsor's intent, and if in fact there is a problem, I'd like to hear if there is a problem. I mean, if there's nobody in the industry that's supporting it, what are we passing it for? I mean, if there is significant delays and, you know, inconsistent decision-making and whatnot, yes, let's do something. But if nobody wants it, then we're wasting our time.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fay. Fanning.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize if I'm missing
it's okay, go ahead.
Director's he comments. Did he make any suggestion? Like Senator Ewing, I think that the idea, the concept is a good one. I don't know if the Division of Governmental Coordination has any suggestions for amendments, if they've already submitted them, or if they have other suggestions in working along the line toward that concept, if the other senators are wanting to hear other things, then perhaps maybe they're...
Mr. Chairman, they don't support the bill, but I mean, you know, maybe...
They don't support it.
Well, if there's the fact that they don't support it, then my question, I would imagine that they wouldn't support it. Mean that they don't have recommendations of any sort to make it
better? Mr. Chairman, if I may, there's always room for improvement in anything. Our major concern right now on the permitting front is interfacing with the federal government. We have a particular problem in the state, in as much as there is no coordinating agency on the federal side. And we also have each federal agency operating in the state under different procedures in terms of appeals and so forth. We are making some headway there. We don't obviously have the command and lever on the federal government in our state, but we have had frequent conversations with Colonel Gregory of the Corps. We have a commitment from them to plug into our electronic mail system, which we think is going to greatly assist communication and just the time required to do some of these things. And we're working with other federal agencies, BLM, for instance. We presently have underway several interagency discussions that hope to really get at some of the problems that the mining industry has been dealing with, for instance. So I think there are a lot of other things, but the issue here is this rather fundamental one about appointing a lead agency. In our opinion, and looking at the facts, I think clearly supports that there isn't that much of a problem here. I think from my own sense of this, I suspect the government could take more time deciding who the lead agency should be than it will take to tell an applicant how he can do his project.
Well, what I think the intent of the chair is, I want to get this bill out as quickly as possible. However, there are a number of questions that I don't think have been answered yet. Senator Coghill has not had the real opportunity to look over the position paper that you gave and your explanation of it and so on, and he's terribly busy, and I do want you to have that opportunity. And I can assure you this will come up right away again.
You could schedule it on a day, if you could give me the scheduling on the day, I will make sure that we don't have a heavy calendar on the other side.
That's fine.
And if we do that, and if you'll give me a couple days, why, I can have some miners down here. I can have whoever, or how many ever you want, to show you that if you're rich and you're a multi-corporation, why, you can sail right through. If you are a mom-and-pop operation, God help you.
All right. Thank you very much for your you may stay there. I've got another bill that's yours, too.
Oh, you do.
So I will hold this bill until we can get this information. I'll direct that we make a committee substitute, changing the date from October 187 to October 188. Any other changes that you wish to make in it?
At East?
Senator, any other changes you wish to make in it?
In which, sir?
In your bill.
In my bill? No, I'm sure that there isn't.
Okay, and then you can review what Mr. Grogan has done. Thank you very much. Next bill, SJR 65, relating to Over Horizon Backscatter Radar System, Senator Coghill.
Where are you going? He's still here. He's the chair of the Eagle. I want somebody here.
Senator?
Senate Joint Resolution 65 is very straightforward. It resolves that the state legislature Secretary of Defense is requested to encourage the Air Force to make use of local business people, local employment contractors, local purchase, local hire for the over-the-horizon backscatter. They're in the process of doing most of this, but I think that we just need to reassert language or the message to the Defense Department and tell them that we want local participation in this defense project.
Any questions, Senator Ewing?
No questions.
Entertain a motion.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out Senate Joint Resolution Number 65 with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. Thank you, Senator Coghill. Anything further to come before the committee? Hearing nothing, we're adjourned.